102. Let's walk the talk. At the beginning of the Nedbank Cup, we would not have imagined, not for a second, that the two teams contesting the final will be Chipper United and TTM. That final taking place this weekend at the Free State Stadium. Joining me on the line now is Lawrence Kohler, who is a senior journalist at Kickoff Magazine. Lawrence, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Hello, Africa. Thank you for having me, and I'm excited to break this down with you.
How did we get to a point where it was Chipper United versus TTM who are contesting the final of the Nedbank Cup?
Look, like you always say, in every country, it's not that always the luck of the draw, but it's the magic of the cup. And it's obviously exciting to have different teams and a first-time winner this time around, even though it's, you know, two smaller teams, if you like.
I mean, they were quite good, right? Both the teams, they took on some of the biggest on the log and they disposed of them. And some would argue that some of the teams were not playing at their best because they are far too busy. Mamelodi Sundowns is not only contesting the league, but also continental business. And, you know, to then be participating competitively in the cup was asking for a bit too much. Of these two teams, who do you favor, Lawrence?
Look, COVID has obviously played a huge part in this, in terms of the bigger teams as well, and the amateur teams, they didn't even compete in it. But if you look at the form table, TTM is probably the favorites. You know, it's the first time in the professional ranks, but they are the favorites, just because of the recent results since Coach Dylan Kay has come in.
Because that does make a difference, does it not? The build-up to the cup final, they've had two sort of very different experiences. TTM is going in there as confident as any team would be, I imagine, given their recent success.
Yeah, also they just have nothing to lose, where there's been a little bit of a negative side on Chipper over the last few months with a couple of, you know, coaching changes. Luke Amell was hired. That was, you know, it was publicly backlashed because of his past. But I do think that there's obviously motivation for both sides because CAF Confederations Cup qualification is on the line, and what that brings, you know, major opportunities for sponsorships and bringing in a different type of player.
They are currently sitting at number 14 and number 15, I think, on the log. They're not completely out of the relegation zone, but at least they're not facing as much pressure as they would have been a couple of months ago, which means, hopefully, Lawrence, they would have spent quite a bit of time in the last week focusing on a successful outcome for this cup final.
Yeah, definitely. I think Orlando Pirates win over Black Leopards last night because obviously given them a collective sigh of relief to just focus on the cup now, because I think Leopards now 6 points off, or 6 or 5 points off these two teams. And obviously it's going to be a spectacle because it's teams that have nothing to lose. And sometimes that's better than having two big teams who have everything to lose and have the pressure of winning titles. So hopefully we'll see a fluid attacking game with goals for the fans.
Is it good for the cup? Is it good for football? You mentioned earlier these are two teams who've, I think Chipper United might have contested a final before, but whoever lifts that trophy will be lifting it for the very first time. It is ultimately a good story for football in South Africa, right?
Yeah, I guess it is, in terms of, you know, just seeing something different and being, you know, having a different fan base, being excited about something, because South African football is always dominated by three teams. I think it's good that it's happened during COVID, because from a sponsorship perspective, obviously, to have a stadium that's not full is not good. But in this case, it's going to be good for these two clubs specifically. And these are the type of tournaments or moments for these clubs that can really turn things around for the history, to get sponsorships and things like that. So obviously it's exciting for TTM and for Chipper, especially for, you know, ones from Limpopo and ones from Port Elizabeth and not from, you know, Gauteng or Cape Town, where traditionally these finalists come from.
Indeed. Well, the final is tomorrow at 6 o'clock, being played out of the Free State Stadium. Good luck to both Chipper United and TTM. Lawrence Kohler is a senior journalist with Kickoff Magazine.